of the July 23rd, 2026 meeting of the River Forest Historic Preservation Commission. Matt, can you call the roll,
Sure
please?
can. Member Murr? Member Graham White?
Here.
Member Forehand?
Here.
Member Schutzenhofer? Member Sager?
Here.
Chairman Franek?
Aye. Public comment other than you two gentlemen who are here, I believe, for 1559 Franklin. I see no one else in attendance. Max, we have any written or computeral
We
comments?
do not.
Okay. Moving crisply through. Approval of the meeting minutes for June 25th. Are there any comments?
No comments.
No.
No.
Okay, I have none either. Therefore, is there a motion to approve as written?
I saw move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Matt, can you call the roll,
Sure can.
please?
Member Muir?
Yes.
Member Graham White?
Yes.
Member Forehand?
Yes.
Member Schutzenhofer?
Yes.
Member Sager?
Yes.
And Chairman Franek?
I approved. Okay. Application for certificate of appropriateness for 559 Franklin. Gentlemen.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Thanks, David.
Good evening. I'm David Crosby. I'm the architect for 559 Franklin. I'm also a resident of River Forest. I live at 547 Franklin, so I'm really a neighbor. What, four doors down? Yes. I believe I'm here today with John Duffy. I believe at your last meeting, Kristen Duffy, his wife was here. She could not make it, but really, we just wanted to talk to you all this evening and see if there, you have any questions with the application. I believe you were provided the drawings as well as the application and all the required elements that are supposed to be in that application. Is there anything, I guess, really, how would you like to handle this? Would you like for me to answer some of your questions that you have, or just you let me know?
Okay. Is there anyone that wasn't here for the prior presentation by the owner? Carla, do you have any questions? Okay. Then, Rich? Brian? Jan?
No.
John?
I think the last meeting we really were all thankful for you taking this on and adding, because it does look a little truncated at this point. I was just curious, did you guys look at potentially adding the rail back on the front porch, or was that even something that came up just out of curiosity more than anything? No, on the front porch itself.
Oh, on the top. No, we didn't.
Yeah, okay.
No, we didn't. But one of the issues with railings, which is one of the reasons I don't like to touch railings, is because once the railing does not conform now, the height wise.
Yeah.
So if we did have a railing on top, then we would not be matching that height. It would have to meet the 36 inches, which would look proportionally out of scale and not appropriate for the front porch.
Agreed. I was just curious,
Sure.
but no, I think done a great job.
My only comment is I would congratulate you, sir, and your spouse for taking on this project. It's extraordinary. It's always nice to see someone not only build back, but build back better to the original. It's a great job. It's an extraordinarily detailed presentation, one of the most detailed we've seen. It's exceptional, and thank you.
I agree.
Are there any further questions or comments?
Just what I said the last meeting, I was so happy to see the turret, which kind of looked incomplete, and also now the house really fits into the streetscape.
I'm glad to hear that that was the goal. It's
Yeah.
always nice to hear that kind of feedback when someone looks at the drawings.
How many times over the past 40 years
You'll be wonderful to see.
Yes, won't it? Yes.
When we got that picture when we bought the house, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we could do that? And then one day, we just became empty nesters. This was about a year ago. We said, fun, because we don't have anything to do with any more kids or anything. So we went to the library and then looked up our, well, we looked at the Historical Society for us and got some information. Then we went to the library and they had microfiche of the state journal. We have actually the Sustainable Environment is in there, but the newspaper articles, we just pictures of when they burn. That was bad. Then our garage, so I don't know if they had a personal fire problem. Go ahead. There was about 10 or 12 minutes of fire. But that, the people we bought the house from, they bought it in 1980 before that and lived in. And they had a family member that had a problem and they set them on. So there must have been some sort of insurance institution. So those are some. And so that's why it's at that way in the class, 7 to 5 years. So it'll be nice to bring it back instead.
Yeah.
I'll just add that it's really refreshing that when you have a meeting for the first time with like a client and they hand you a packet of the history of the home. And I'm like, oh, okay. Clearly this is important to you. So. Yeah.
As well as an extraordinary community of artisans, we also have an extraordinary number of residents who understand the quality and the context of the architecture, River Forest, and in Oak Park, and frankly, Riverside as well. It's an extraordinary crescent of structures. Well, is there then a motion to grant the COA?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
A second.
Matt?
All right. Member Murr?
Yes.
Member Graham-White? Member Forehand?
Aye.
Member Schutzenhofer?
Aye.
Member Sager?
Yes.
And Chairman Franek?
Aye. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Here you go.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Discussion regarding the protection and promotion of River Forest architecture and history. Is there anything?
I thought the meeting went well. And good. I guess the changes are in the hands of staff.
Village attorney.
Yes, once we make those changes, we'll circulate it to the commission. So that's confirmed. It'll be updated on our village code, and that takes a little bit of a lag time for it, but we'll make sure the documents and other things on the guide to preservation are all updated with the flow charts and other items that you worked on. So
I thought Dave did a great job of presenting. You started out from 2007 and kind of worked through with the survey and the changes and kind of little band-aids that we put on and then why we were looking at this in the first place with the structure, the secondary structure, garages and coach houses. And so there were very few questions really. You did that well.
Thank you. I always describe us as a working commission. And I've been very fortunate with a very rare exception. Everyone has always worked hard and for the common effort. And, it's a pleasure. So thank you. It's a common thing. Other business. I have two items. First, to give you a sense that what we do has some meaning. A couple of weeks ago, I received a phone call out of the blue from a gentleman named Paul Victor. Mr. Victor is the grandson of the original owner and builder of what became known as the Mars Mansion. He lives in the Seattle area, and his sister, who also contacted me a couple of weeks before, who lives in the Portland, Oregon area, still have a very soft spot in our hearts for our community and our architecture. And he was curious because he had heard rumors that there was a fence around a significant home, namely the one at 1447 Ashland. And he was concerned because of the fact that it was fenced. He wanted me to confirm to him that it was not a demolition. And I said, no, they're just doing a bunch of extensive renovations. I explained to him what many of them were. And I said, you know, they live on a corner lot. My wife and I live on a corner lot. Everybody cuts through. It's an attractive nuisance, particularly in the instance of construction. You don't want to deal with that. So, and with that.
He's getting the news.
Yep. 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 Right. Yeah. No, there's a while. Yeah, 12 or 14. So, and with that, a second item. With the passing of David Reno Ogden last fall, our dear friend and colleague, I'm the last remaining original commission member, now in my 19th year, starting in January and February of 2008. I'm now in my 15th year as chair, and I have shepherded the survey from start to finish, as well as two amendments in the recent rewrite of the code. The time has come for a new voice to lead the HPC, and I'm very pleased that John Forehand is willing to take the reins. I have spoken with Kathy Aducey and requested, with her approval and the consent of the Village Board, to step aside as chair, hand the reins to John, and remain as a commissioner. I look forward to continued growth, and I will enthusiastically support John and the HPC in any way that I can. So,
thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
The ordinance revisions are my exclamation point. I'm out of ideas. It's taken a while. But thank you.
I should say thank you, David. I'm going to need all your help, because clearly his attorney abilities have really shepherded this commission, and I'm just a lowly architect. I'm definitely going to need all the help that I can get.
Lowly architect is chairperson Tom Zarowski.
Okay, well, I'm doing this with you guys, so.
As I explained to everyone when they entered on as a commissioner for the first time before the first meeting, I quote the longtime Hall of Fame captain of the Boston Bruins, a guy named Zdeno Chara, who had a comment before the start of training camp every season. That is, there are no veterans, there are no rookies. We are all teammates. We all have an equal voice. And if someone has a problem with that, they can come to me and there won't be a problem. And there has never been, in large part, a problem. So this is a collective thing. And I think the soundness and the fact that there were very few comments at all on the rewrite, which I believe achieves its goal as being clear and organized, much easier to deal with, addresses the various issues that we felt needed to be addressed, some for the first time, like demolition by neglect, in this case, of landmark properties. And I think we've achieved that. And I'm very, very proud of that collective achievement. It's good stuff. You know, we just need to figure out how the survey can get up permanently without providing a portal to the online access of all the village files.
we
That's
we continue to work on it. It has proven much more complicated than we anticipated, but the or not so searchable.
What happens? One of the charges we had from the village board was to do an architectural and historic survey. So what we did, starting I think around 2010, like mid to late 2010, we put out an RFP, a request for proposal, and got submissions from architects from across the country. And we brought in someone from Oak Park, working jointly with a firm for Chicago. We brought in someone from Tennessee, and we brought in someone from the North Shore. And they gave us each about a half an hour presentation as to what they would do. As it happened, the architect in Oak Park, working in conjunction with a firm in the city, were chosen. And what they did is they viewed every structure in the village. David Reynal Ogden took pictures of the vast majority of them. And we have a two-page submission, which basically determined as best we could, as best they could, as independent architects, looking at information available from the Historical Society, from the villages, building records, and other sources, such as the Janet Fields Guide to River Forest Architecture and other printed publications, whether or not they met one or more of the Secretary of the Interior's standards for preservation from the 1966 National Historic Preservation Act. We then met exhaustively, oft times past 11 at night, for probably about 14 months, going through each one of those submissions. In some instances, there were further questions and the architects went out for a second look. But what we did is we then voted on whether or not we felt they met the criteria, as we're empowered to do. And of those, we approved 298. Two have since been torn down very early in the process. We now have 296. They are called significant properties. They are the foundation for which we have the ability to make comment. We've also subsequently changed the order of that comment with the latest ordinance revisions based upon John's comments, David's comments, that most municipalities enable the commission to have a look before folks submit, owners submit to building officials for a building permit. That's in response to the frequent response to David's sketches, namely, gee, we think what you've produced is something that is more historically appealing. It is, you tell us, less expensive, but I've got a basement full of windows that my contractor sold me, and there's nothing I can do. This then corrects that. So that's kind of where we are in terms of how we got to what we do. It's a little bit different. And then people can, on their own volition or at the commission only at the owner's request, can seek to have something named a landmark, village landmark, that gives us additional authority over it. There are only two such in the village. One is the Waller Gates off of a lake designed by Frank Lloyd Wright for the entrance to the former Waller Estate, which is now the home of the Winslow House. And there's a property on the far north side of the village that also is a landmark, but those are the only two. So.
And I wanted to add, though, that this survey where you whittle, what was it, over 3,000 properties?
Yeah, there's
and they were institutional homes, institutional parks. All of that data is out there.
Yep.
And it was accessible on this searchable database.
Yep.
Now, right now, you can go into a detail of the online of the full 296, and you can see what the architects or the survey team said. But you can't see, we don't have access now because of what Matt said about how difficult, I guess, changes were made. But anyway, you would be able to, if the database was working again, or will be, you can go and see what it was said about your home and what the architects said about, yes, this was this. And so that's what we want to get to, because people have said they'd like to look up their home, even though it's not a significant property.
The what's happened is Father Time is undefeated, including in the case of computerial programs. And what was then used is now apparently eminently hackable and creates a bit of a portal to other village files. Therefore, that's why it's been shut down until that issue can be resolved, which is obviously extraordinarily important.
Correct. And it was failing regularly before we realized that issue too, because it was an old Microsoft Access database. So we're trying to recreate that so it's secure and also hopefully a little more modern feel to it than it was. Anyways, it had all the information. That's the most important part, but that's a goal. Our IT consultant is working through it. I know it's been a long time, a long struggle. So well, I might take you up on it. We have a third party IT consultant. We were going to have a second staff member from them help us with it. And right when we got their kind of increased hours to help, they decided that they had a different job offer in a different firm. This was just a few months ago, right? So it's happy to, yeah, I'll work with Luke and see if we can get some other fresh eyes on it to get over the hump here. Perfect. Yes, we'll give you a whole 12-pack. We can figure out.
If I can, I'd like to go back for a moment to the ordinance revisions. Luke, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
I want to thank Luke for his diligence in sitting through an inordinately large number of meetings with me and our emails back and forth to determine what was the best course to actually get language that made some sense. So kudos to you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Dave. I was going to give you a shout out for probably saving the village a bunch of money in attorney bills with the quality of the rewrite. I think the village attorney only had like 3 or 4 corrections total on it. So thanks, Dave. It would definitely not have been possible without you. So thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you. Is there any other business?
No.
This is going to be a record, folks. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Matt.
Member Murr?
Yes.
Member Schutzenhofer?
Yes.
Member Graham White?
Yes.
Member Sager?
Yes.
Member Forehand?
Aye.
And Chairman Franek.
Aye.